This is the Book Devotion, and I'm Aun Lee. In this episode, I'll be reading from Abimbola Aduni Adelakun's novel, Under the Brown Rusted Roof, a story set in the pastoral town of Ibadan, which explores traditional family life and relationships. In this excerpt, the main character, Alhaji, is confronted by one of his three wives, Motara, who accuses him of his favoritism for a particular wife. The women slept in Alhaji's room in a rotational manner. Motara, being the most senior wife, the Yale Agba, took the first 2 days, Sunday and Monday. The next 2 days were for Afosa, while Sikira took Thursdays and Fridays. Alhaji rested on Saturdays. This pattern was agreed on after the other wives protested that Alhaji was inviting Sikira over to his room too frequently, when she was still a new wife. The pattern had been that way for several years, and each woman watched over her own slot jealously. It was not a time to be missed, because that was the only opportunity to talk to Alhaji without interference, and to a large extent, get his attention. Iyale Agba knew it was time to talk. Alhaji has satisfied himself, rolled over, and has started dozing. The room was pitch dark, and she could hear gentle snores that were going to increase in volume later. She gently tapped him awake. "Balewa, are you asleep?" "No, I was just beginning to," he said sleepily. "Alhaji, you know what you did this afternoon was not good enough." "How?" Alhaji jerked awake. "You know Afosa and Sikira that were fighting over who will cook for your mother, and yet it was only Sikira that you beat. But you saw the way Sikira was talking to me." "That is what I am saying. Both of them were wrong, but Afosa knew when to keep her mouth shut. She will cause trouble and put Sikira forward to be punished. You should have drawn her near and dealt with her too." Alhaji was silent, as if absorbing this. He didn't speak for a while, and Iyale Agba felt he was pondering over it. "Afosa has always been an easygoing person. She changed when Sikira came in," he said finally. "She was never good. It was because she never had a rival. That was why we never knew her true behavior. Ever since you brought Sikira home, she has been full of evil. It's a good thing you married Sikira." "It's a good thing you married Sikira for me," Alhaji corrected, and was silent as he thought about what she just said. "Well, sometimes I wish I had not accepted her. Sikira is a troublemaker. You know, Afosa is my real choice of a woman." Even in the darkness, Iyale Agba's face darkened. She fell silent. "Balewa," she said again after a while, "I want to start selling Eko." "Eko?" "Balaya's wife already sells it. Remember, our Agboles are so close. A mother's trade does not disturb the daughters. She sells her own in the Agbole, but I will hawk my own." "How will you now hawk that with your trade in the market? Won't it be too much for you?" "Billy will continue helping me with the market, but I will look for someone to do the hawking for me. I just believe no one can do two trades at a time without one being eaten up by a goat." Motara paused and said, "But if it is Afosa that is asking your permission like this, you won't say that, will you? Only God knows what Afosa fed you with." She murmured and turned her back to him. "I have always told you not to refer to Afosa in everything that concerns us. Afosa is a wife. You are my mother. You have always used your wisdom to hold everything in this home together. There is nothing I can't tell you. If I want to marry a new wife now, you will be the first to know. You will also be the one I will entrust the work of go-between to. You are that precious to me." Iyale Agba smiled sadly in the darkness.